Wow, what a joy it is. And thank you for tuning in to the online service today. And we thank God we found out today we got some people listening in Texas. Thank you, Phil, for putting on us on the World Wide Web. You know, it's finally here, September the 11th. I think all of us know where and what we were doing 21 years ago when we got word that the America was attacked and the Twin Towers came down. And it's a time that we should never forget. It's also a time to celebrate some things in the church. Today, September the 11th, is the day we're welcoming Wayne Wyatt, the district superintendent, for the first in-person, for lack of a better term, charge conference at the church. Betty told me, first time in over 10 years that she can remember that we've had a charge conference at the church all by herself. That's kind of neat. And then we're going to eat after church. So, and we got an exciting thing, Travis Oaks, also known as Jackson Travis Oaks, who will be joining the church officially. He's been with us for many, many, many years, music director, husband of Tina Crowder Oaks, and what a joy it is to welcome him into the Bethel United Methodist Church as an official member. It's okay to just to be an associate member of a church like he had been for years, but with membership comes a lot of different privileges and things, not privileged to be privileged, but things that you can do. You can officially be on some of the boards and some of the committees and help make the decisions for the church. So it's an exciting time. And then later on in the week, on Friday the 16th at 7 o'clock, John Riley, motivational speaker, evangelist, is going to be with us at Bethel for a time of renewal and revival. And then the following night, Saturday, September the 17th, he'll be at Gray Memorial, one of our sister churches in the area. And John's going to also bring the morning message on Sunday at Gray, and we're excited about that. Hope and pray you can come to be a part of hearing John Riley. So we thank God for that. Well, a lot of things going on, but that's about all the immediate things that are going on. And we do know there's birthdays. There's birthdays somewhere, always. I think we just have birthdays that we recognize. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God loves you. Happy birthday to you. Same with anniversaries. You know, anniversaries are special. We always think, well, I have a wedding anniversary or a graduation anniversary or something like that. But anything that's important in your life that you look back and you say, wow, that's been a year ago, we celebrate those also. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you and many more. Well, I hope and pray you're having a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.